I've been reading like just like.
Okay, so we left off. We know what's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Let's just review that for a second.
The word.
Okay, good. So Rav says it. Okay, good. So when the Mishnah says aim after an achar Pesach, what does that mean? It's saying that what's the problem? There's an issur derabanan. There's a rabbinical decree to not leave my chabura, go to another chabura, and start eating at that other chabura. Because if I eat at the other chabura, what's going to happen? I'm eat the korban Pesach and I'll be over in issur deraisa. Shmuel. Correct. To leave my chabura to eat another chabura. Of course, I can leave my chabura to go home. That's the issur deraisa. Right, the issur derabanan. Right, the issur.
Well, you see from the shamas that they're saying, right?
Whereas the other side, the by Shmuel says what? Shmuel says, at least according to the Rashbam, which we'll challenge this assessment soon. According to the Rashbam, it seems like that Shmuel is holding that I can't eat after the korban Pesach, after Pesach. Why? Because the tam of the Pesach should remain in my mouth. So if I ate something after the korban Pesach, what's going to happen? It'll take away the tam. Okay, is that clear? And all we said last time, on a very simple level, is that it seems like the idea is extending the idea of the Korban Pesach, where either you say you're extending it by the fact that I can't go down the Chabura, right? There's still reality to the existence of my initial Chabura, or you say the extension isn't so far as the time's concerned, okay? That's all we said last time, okay? Now go on the Gemara a little bit, okay? The Gemara then presents according to Shmuel, Ushmuel Amar Kagon Ardilai Li and Gozlai Al Abba, right? Which we're going to take the simple shot means these certain types of desserts, right? So Shmuel saying that when it says I can't eat after the Korban Pesach, he's referring to dessert time, okay? When desserts take place, okay? Keep going.
Right, La Abba Bar Chanina Bar Shila Bar Yochanan Amar Kagon Tamar Kuros
Right, and Tanakh Kavasa to Rav Yochanan. Did anyone? Okay, stop. What questions are you supposed to ask on that?
What's the difference?
Okay, so a lot of times when you have this kind of Gemara, you would say, so it's just giving another example. It turns out there's a huge machlokas we've shown about this. And in fact, halacha l'maisa, because of these two examples, there's a three-way machlokas, which we'll get to, about what this is referring to and how a lot of shittos hold that Rav Yochanan is saying more than the original Brisa by Shmuel. That by adding in these tamarim and the kleos and egozim, it's going further than the first shita. Okay? Well, I mean, why are you looking at me like that? I mean, serious. I'll give you example. According to one shita, okay, the issur derabanan is to eat meat. Okay? That he learns gozalin and the other one before are types of meat. And what's the issur derabanan? The issur derabanan is to eat a different kind. No. The issur derabanan is to eat a different kind of meat, right? Other than the korban Pesach. According to the first shita, Rav Yochanan comes along and says, no, I can't eat anything after. Okay, that's one way to learn. Another way to learn is going to be that kamein and pitriot are referring to like dessert, like delicacies. That only delicacies. What? No. Right. So it's amazing how one rishon learns it's referring to meat, but that's a separate issue. But they want to learn out that it means delicacies, meaning only something that's chaviv to you. But let's say like a date, that's a chaviv, so I could have after afikoman. Kamash malan, what's even corner yochanan, I can't. So you'll see, we'll get into some machlogas. That's not what I want to do right now. Yeah, but it's interesting machlogas to define. All right, so keep going on the Gemaras. I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel.
Yeah. Matzah
afikoman, okay? I can't, okay. That's what obviously we know today. So the first Isidore, this is where things get a little confusing. The first Isidore Abanan was what? Not after Korban Pesach, okay? It seems like there was another Issur Derabanan, right? After the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, not eat after matzah. That's what it sounds like, right?
Or couldn't you say that the same Derabanan still applies to Pesach and it's one Derabanan a long time
ago? Okay, that's the other way you can learn. That even though it says here, Eim Aftir and Achar Matzah Fikoman, it's really referencing back to the original Issur Derabanan of Pesach. How does that work? Let the Gemara tell you. So Tanan. So since I know you guys prepared this yesterday, right? So what is the Gemara telling you? So what's the question here? You're telling me aim after an achar matzah. What's the question? What's the Gemara's question?
Okay, before you said after the Pesach,
the Mishnah says what? After Pesach, where are you getting this matzah thing from? Okay, meaning the Gemara is learning that like Eli's second possibility. The Gemara is learning right now that when it says Ein Maftirin Achar Matzah, what does that mean? It's referring to what? It's saying the whatever the original Durabanan was, it sounds like there's two expressions of Durabanan. One is Pesach, one is Matzah. Okay. How could that be? What do you mean? That's the other way to learn.
Oh.
I'm learning that, what, remember how I, that's going to be what do you call it? The other way of learning what the issue of matzah is.
Oh, this is the silly both ways, right?
Yes, correct. I'm saying let's take it that way. That okay. So what's the Gemara's answer? Lo mi baya kamar.
Yeah.
It didn't need to. It didn't need to say matzah.
Right.
Why not? Right. Aval achar Pesach. The nafish tamei lo matzi abure. Beautiful having maskana. All right. So why does the Mishnah, the Mishnah really didn't have to mention matzah? Okay. Why? Because of course, if I ate after matzah, what's going to happen? The taste of matzah is going to go away. But it has to mention Pesach because you would think here it comes. You would think I could eat after the Korban Pesach because if I ate, let's say I had a date after eating the Korban Pesach, that's not going to make my Tom Pesach go away. You guys remember from the Basar Chalav Sugya?
Yeah,
so it stays, exactly. So it stays in my mouth. So if you tell me it stays in my mouth, so maybe you think I could eat after the Korban Pesach. Kamash Malan, I can't. So the Mishnah is really, in this way of reading, how many Isur Durabanan are there? What's the Isur Durabanan?
One Isur Durabanan that I get the Tom Pesach, the last thing.
Oh, say it again?
One is to not take away the town, whatever.
Exactly, good. All right, and then it doesn't. The Mishnah does not have to mention matzah because it's pshita. It has to only mention Pesach. Well, right, but remember, what are you eating? No. What are you eating though? What are you eating at the end? What? Right, you're eating. No. You're eating a wrap. You're eating matzah and mara together. You're eating korach. That's what you eat at your meal. This is Mishnah Beis HaMikdash. Right. No.
No, it's not korach. Korach is after that.
No, forget korach. No. You guys are talking past each other. What he means by korach is he means al matzah semaram yochlu. Meaning, what are you eating? Right, korach Pesach. He's saying, so what are you eating? Your seuda is what? You're eating at your meal Pesach and matzah. So I can't have anything after that. After that. Okay, now of course I don't have to mention matzah. Because if I can't have anything after that, matzah's pshita. Because if I had anything after that, what's going to happen? The time's going to go away. So Misha just has to mention Pesach. The last thing I need to eat is what? Right. Well, don't say korach. Say korach Pesach with matzah. Because it can become confusing. Because they're going to think that. What you're going to see is that there's a big machlokas between Tosos and the Rashbam that courses through this entire sugya, which is what exactly are you doing this for? What's a zecher for? Okay, Tosos brings it down very nicely. Okay, take a look at Tosos. Amar Rav Shel Yakum Mechabur LeChabura. Okay, let's investigate Rav's reason. But in investigating Rav's reason, we're going to see some other information that's going to help us understand Afikoman. So what does this mean?
So Rav,
okay. So Rav lines up like Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda is the one beforehand you guys saw who brings down that there's an Isser to eat in two Chaburos. Okay? Doraisa. What? Two Mekomos. What did I say? Oh, sorry. Two Mekomos. Good. Panahem. The Oakland. Right? Because it's mutter to have Korban Pesach with two chaburos. That's not a problem, right? Correct. Hekara. Right. So the Shamish stands between them, right? To be nicker, that's from two chaburos, okay? And therefore, what's going to happen? He's still keeping the two chaburos apart, okay? So he's kind of like the referee. What? Rechitza, I was going to say referee. Rechitza, sure. Right. Okay, go on. Okay, so let's say, so what does that mean? Let's say he's with, he's eating with one chabura, but he needs to pour for the other chabura. Okay? Kofetz. Right, so he keeps his mouth shut. Okay? Until he gets the other chabura. Okay? All right, fine, but I don't, we don't have to define that. I'm just saying, so what do you see? Umuki, umukila. So what do you learn out from that Gemara? Okay, one second. So we see from that Gemara, I learned something like Rabbi Yehuda. So right now, it's very simple. Rav learns something like Rabbi Yehuda. The issue of the Rabbanim of eating at the corn Pesach is to protect, is to protect the Doraisa of Pesach and Shnei Mekamos. Okay, now watch this. Hi, the Dafka of Pesach. Okay, so Tosa says something that seems very obvious. Okay, that today Rav, when the Gemara says Ein Oaklin Achar Matzah Afikomen, which is Shmuel, right? Yeah. Obviously, there's no need to mention Rav because there's no reason why Rav's Isser would apply today. Does anyone not understand that? Tzvi, Rav's Isser, the Isser of Rav is Isser Darbanan to eat in, let's say, Gersten's Chabura. Why? If I eat something in Gersten's Chabura, I'll come to eat his Korn Pesach. If there's no Korn Pesach today, how could Rav's Isser apply today?
Can I say so plug in
He's saying.
You said obviously. I'm just saying
it's not so. So Tosus is saying that, good. So Tosus is going to say there's no reason why Rav's Isser should apply today. Because Rav's Isser is only attached to the existence of a Korn Pesach. I asked him Tosos. Okay, good question. Is that clear? You understand that, Kirsten? Okay. Pshita, right? Okay.
Wait, but it's not, even if it's a little fluke, we don't have any chaburas. So, of course I want
to buy. It's true, but he's saying, that's true. Okay. That's a separate question. We don't. We have pasta and shmur.
No.
Yes, but you could still argue that what do you call that? Let's say kvias for suda defines the people. Something like that. Yeah, but it also fits into the fact that the Gemara does not quote Rav. The Gemara quotes Shmuel. I mean, I'm saying that's surely pushing Tosos in that direction. The fact that the Gemara doesn't quote Rav. So what does Tosos then say? Aval matzah lo ashkan mishum duchta lisar b'shnei mekamos. There's no, you can't ask for matzah in two mekamos, right? Vimishum. So maybe you'll say what? Maybe you'll say the matzah it's referring to, right, is the fact that matzah is tied to Korn Pesach, meaning al matzah's marm yochlu, right? With aha lo iskish. Okay? I'm sorry, sweet. I'm sorry, Vimishum the iskish lo pesach, right? Laha, right? Al karka lo iskish. You can't make this hekesh. Why? Right. So the Gemara should have asked the question not just on Shmuel but on Rav also, meaning that Rav clearly does not hold today. What do you call it? Any idea of eating after matzah? Okay. Ha'achar matzah maftirin. Right. I mean, the only issue in the Gemara is on Pesach, but not on matzah. Right? So why would you assume that Rav holds as a problem today? Wait, what does that mean?
You don't find to make a distinction like Shmuel.
What meaning what? And it doesn't make any sense to apply the reason of the Tom Pesach afterwards matzah. It doesn't make any sense in Rav's way of learning. Because he's not worried about Tom. Right, or is the Gemara's very logic of the reason why matzah is not included is because there's no issue of time would make no sense according to Rav. Okay, keep going. Pesach Femi Matzah. The argument of Pesach nerds being stronger has no application whatsoever to Shnei Mekamos. Okay. Right. Did you guys pick up on this kasha? So maybe you'll say there's a kasha from later on. Wait, before we go on, let's make it as clear as possible. According to Tosfos, Rav does not hold of any idea of Afikoman today. Okay, is that clear? There's no Afikoman according to Rav today. None, zero. And the rationale is, I won't use the word obvious anymore. I'd say it's fairly simple because it's clear that Rav's Issa D'Rabbanan was to protect the Issa D'Raisa related to Korn Pesach. There's no Korn Pesach today. There's no issue of matzah, tam matzah today. All that stuff doesn't make any sense according to Rav. Good? Okay. Now, what's this case of Manam name? What's that case? So the case is what? Do you guys pick up what that case was? I even copied for you the Biurei Tosfos. Okay, what happened? Rabbah came along, right, and was eating his matzah achrona shalchoba. Okay, and what's Manam name mean? He fell asleep. Right, he fell asleep. He starts eating his matzah shalchoba, okay, and then falls asleep, okay? And then when he wakes up, he wants to go out, and he woke up and went back to eating his matzah. So again, he started eating his matzah. He wasn't using the lafa stuff. He was using the hard matzah today, which is very tiring to eat, right? The non-matzah today. He fell asleep, then woke up again and continued eating. Okay? Why? Because Rava held, only if I fall into a deep sleep is it considered a hefsek. But if I nap, it would not be considered a problem. Okay? That's a whole famous issue in separate Mishnah and Gemara. But the point is that Rava holds, if I nod off, that's not considered a hefsek, and I can go back to eating my matzah. But if I fell asleep, I will not be able to go back and eat. Okay? Is that clear? I mean, if I fell into a deep sleep, it's a hefsek. Why do I care? Uperish a country, so come on.
Right.
One second. So Rashi there explains that it wasn't during the time of the Korban Pesach, right? Okay. So hey, you pick up on that? So Rashi holds what? It's amazing how Tosos picks up on this. Okay? Rashi holds what? Rashi says that Rabbah, right, went ahead and continued eating his matzah shalchova, right? Right, but if he had fallen into a deep sleep, he would not have eaten his matzah shalchova. And Rashi says Rabbah's case was during the time of Korban Pesach, which means what? No, be careful. He couldn't eat after he. No, it's meaning like this: if he would have fallen into a deep sleep, right, he wouldn't have eaten matzah anymore. Why? Because it's a hefsek. Hefsek meaning he already ate his matzah shalchova, right, and now he doesn't have to eat matzah anymore. And Rashi's saying it's only that this case took place bizman korban pesach. So therefore, no, that's what.
So also Shmuel.
Forget Shmuel. What is Rav holding? Come on. Uperish a kunches, so come on to Afa Gav, lo have bizmana pesach, right? Ha iskish matzal pesach. Excuse me, right. He's right. It was not during the time of Korban Pesach. So that means what? That means that he wouldn't eat after his final matzah, right? Which means that according to Rav, right, he's tying Pesach and matzah together. No. No, what's the problem? Lo acha ela matzah. If he was asleep, it'd be usher for him to go back and eat it. Why? Because what would it be considered like? Yes. Thank you, Granik. Yes. The Mishnah that deals with the case of a person falling asleep. You're right. It's fine. I gave you this for that reason. He fills in the gap. Okay? Well, okay, again. It's very simple. It's a subtle point, but a very important one. What's Toso saying? Toso's saying that Rabbah today, not Bizmana Pesach, okay? Today, if he fell asleep into a deep slumber and he already eaten his matzah shalchova, right? He would not go back and continue eating the matzah shalchova. Why? Because that's like Shnei Makomos. And Rashi says, and if you're telling me it's like Shnei Makomos, that means the reality of not eating after matzah applies today, and therefore matzah is tied to Korban Pesach. Therefore, when Rav made his Isser Darbanan of not eating after Korban Pesach, it would include matzah bizman hazeh. How is that possible? According to Rashi. And then Tosa says, Lo Nahira, and he goes ahead and explains the reason why. Okay? Which I don't care about that, the back and forth there. We have a wonderful machlokas here, okay? In fact, we have two things we need to define. We need to define in the Gemara, what's the Havamina to say that Pesach should not be included, according to Shmuel? Excuse me, that matzah, or the Pesach should be included? Pesach. Matzahs. No, Pesach. Because you would have thought the Mishnah doesn't need to mention, you would have thought that I could eat after my Korban Pesach, right? Even though, after my Pesach, right? That's one thing. And then this we have to define. The Machlokas Rashi and Tosos about the Gzera according to Rav. We'll take that up first. There's a Machlokas and Rashi and Tosos about the Gzera according to Rav. That according to Tosfos, According to Tosfos, what? According to Rav, matzah has no application today, right? According to Rashi's way of learning, no, it still applies today. What's that machlokas? I think it's exactly the machlokas. Exactly. That's exactly the machlokas. Isn't the machlokas ultimately... Oh, you want to say something?
Well, I don't know what
that... I think what Zeb was saying before is very good. It doesn't make any sense. I don't buy the idea, even according to Rashi, it doesn't make any sense to say that the Dorbanan today of according to Rashi's way of learning, of matzah and shnei makomos, has anything to do with protecting the Doraisa of Korn Pesach, because there's no practical association with one of the two. But I think what you're saying, though, is you're saying that what Chacharim is saying today, and this will be very similar to Shmuel, is you're saying that the matzah is replacing the Korn Pesach. It's the Zecher. No, one second. Meaning that what are we going to say? Of course, there's no reason why, there's no rationale to say that there should be an Issa Derabanan related to the original Issa Derabanan of Matzah and Shnei Makomos. Because the halacha is that can't eat anything in Shnei Makomos, right? And that's here to protect the Korn Pesach. What you're saying is that today they made another, there was a new Derabanan that kicked in today, right? The Derabanan today is don't eat Matzah and Shnei Makomos, Zeichel Pesach, right? You're saying the Matzah comes along and replaces the Korn Pesach, right? As a Zeicher. Not that it's the same as Derbanan. Fine. Okay, I'll put that on the... Okay, so, okay, fine. So there's two possibilities. Okay, I'll give you... Okay, fine. There's two possibilities. Either you're gonna, everyone, I think everyone agrees at this point that what did Chazal do? They made an Issa Derbanan of matzah, of treating matzah like Korban Pesach. Now the question is, what does that include? Does that just mean that the matzah itself treat like Zecher Korban Pesach, and therefore... Derbanan aspects, right? Or do you say, no, that this Derbanan of... Zecher Korban Pesach will include the very Derbanan itself that they had. There's once they make, let's say, treat it like Korban Pesach, all the other Derbanan pratim should still apply. Okay, I'm not as convinced by the second one. I think the first one's the easier way to learn, but okay. Now let's get back to the Gemara. No, we're not ready for that yet. Okay. Now let's switch gears to Shmuel. What's this idea to say? You'll see why I'm going. You see why I'm working it out this way. I'm trying to build both sides. Shmuel says what? Shmuel says the Gemara is saying that you would have thought that you should be able to allow again. Shmuel holds that you have to in a simple way of learning. Tam Pesach should remain in your mouth. So I should be able to eat something afterwards because if I have it tomorrow won't get rid of the Tam Pesach, right? So no, even though it won't get rid of Tam Pesach, right? Nonetheless, it's still usher to eat afterwards. Why? The Havi makes a lot of sense. Which means we read the Havmina properly. So what's the Havmina Maskana? You're going to say the Havmina is going to say that look at Tom in a culinary sense, and then of course it's okay to eat after the Korban Pesach, right? But you see, there's something about this being the final Maisa Achila, okay?
The Sofra, the Suda.
Right, and you're going to see all these, and that's where you get to the reasons.
Actually, I could have eaten my matzah or my Korban Shom. It's a bunch of dates to fill up on dates.
Right, so we're going to get to all these reasons next. The next part is going to be, for instance, one of the reasons why is going to be because an issue with halal is going to be an issue of this idea that the mitzvah halayla should be in your mouth for as long as possible.
But it's not the